Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It is a few sea hairs of a few minutes after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out on the eastern type coast. Did I say East Coast first?
Yes.
We're on the West Coast, people. It'd be nice to be on the East Coast, but right now we're on the West Coast, and it's a little bit after 2. If it ain't that time, you're listening to a rerun. Possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast at crabdiving.com or at iTunes or at Stitcher. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Hola, 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 motherfuckers.
Hola, hola, hola. Thanks, everybody listening. We're going to be here on the Twitter at Crab Diving. You can also call us 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Cha-ching.
Tweet us during the show. It's Crab Diving, like I said. Or you can, send a pigeon to Koreatown, USA. I'm going to adjust the frame a little bit here.
Is it fucked up?
Yeah. Hey, everybody, we're on a Periscope.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were adjusting it. Sorry. My mistake. Yeah, you know, I'm medicated. I pulled my calf. I can barely fucking walk. It's so irritating.
Hey there.
Oh, that's a perfect frame. That looks great. We're video. We're on audio and video. We're multifaceted, multimediated. Isn't that amazing?
Kinds of media for you. There we go. A little bit
better. That looks great.
A little bit better, everybody. Everybody in the frame. Thanks to everyone watching on Periscope.
Yes.
To our listeners. You know, hey, tune in to Periscope if you want to see what we're fucking talking about.
Thanks for all the hearts.
Thank you for the hearts, everyone. crabdiving.com. What does that say? That's in the crab diving hashtag podcast libs. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I can find the fucking nice sign that you made. I don't know what happened to it.
Here on Crab Diving talk about politics, news, right wing nut job assholes, bullshittery, fuckwatery, assholery are all covered. I've got my volume up here on the Periscope.
So
monitoring ourselves. So I guess we could see what's going on. It's a beautiful hump day here in Los Angeles, California.
It's hot.
Hot as fuck on this side of the hill. I can only imagine. It's like a fire-breathing dragon's asshole across the hill over in the
That might be the cold
valley.
Part of the dragon, by the way. That's what I've heard from the nerds out there, that the asshole of the dragon is actually cold. The intestines are filled with ice cubes. You didn't know that?
That's how they regulate themselves?
Yes. The more you know.
They breathe fire and they shit ice cubes. I have to burp.
Oh, really?
I'll try to do it off of... we don't have a cough button here. Well, we kind of do, but it's way over there.
To me, the cough button is
disgusting.
I have to go way over here to cough.
That's it.
Yeah.
So we're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours. We could see what's going on the headlines. Lots of stories that we've got. I've got some clips for you of some, you know, asshole saying assholery type shit.
Yay.
As usual. But,
perfect.
We try to keep our listeners, our beloved listeners, informed.
Yes, thank you for listening.
We see what's going on in the headlines.
A friend of mine said that this was the only podcast she listens to, ours. She can't stand podcasts, but she likes ours.
Thank you.
We are the anti-podcast.
We are the anti-podcast.
As well as the anti-Christ.
But don't leave
which
us...
Which doesn't exist.
Don't leave us an anti-review. Yeah. No, leave us a real review with good numbers.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, June the 24th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Effie.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
There's a photograph of the subhuman dickwad asshole who killed 9 people last week in Charleston, South Carolina. You know, that lovely mentally ill white boy.
Oh.
Who they felt so bad for. They took out for like a Whopper and fries and shit after they arrested him.
We don't know the exact order at Burger King.
Instead of tossing him in the back of a paddy wagon and giving him a rough ride, like, did you see that more
rough
details?
Ride.
More details came out about the, now I can't remember his name, but that dude that
got killed by the cops.
Exactly. That in Baltimore, that got thrown in the back of the paddy wagon and
paddy
slammed
wagon.
The brakes. Yeah.
Race.
Come at me, Lawrence O'Donnell. Come at me.
Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC.
Yeah. He's not into the whole paddy wagon.
He's a little condescending.
Thinks it's a, not racist. What would you call it? An ethnicist? Term, an anti-Irish term.
Right.
He finds
it's xenophobic.
Offensive to say.
Sure.
To say that, which is interesting that during the discussions of that horrible death of that guy that got killed by those cops, that was where Lawrence O'Donnell found his outrage, was in the fact that one of his guests said the word paddy wagon. He's like, I have to actually talk to you about that term.
It sucks. We can't say paddy no more.
Right.
God damn it. All this PC bullshit.
But this roof guy.
Yeah.
Roof, however the fuck you pronounce his name.
Terrorist or no? What do you say?
But yeah, of course he's a terrorist.
Of course he is, but he's white.
Well, that's it.
Okay.
That's why we have to call him a terrorist, because the dickwads of the right have co-opted that term and
dickwad
politicized it so much to the level that we have to actually call them on the fact that they don't refer to this shit as terrorism. We're supposed to be terrified of the Muslims, of the brown people with the towel stuffy on the stuffs on their heads,
not the brown people,
and of them. But meanwhile, let's look at the numbers.
Yes.
Pissed off white people here in America have killed a few more people than pissed off Muslim people in the name of political reasons.
Even with 9/11?
Well, recently.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can't count. You know, 9/11 is a big number.
How many people? What about the Oklahoma City bombing?
But, I mean, who knows how many, and we have no numbers to know how many blacks were lynched.
Yeah, I mean,
the past couple hundred years.
I mean, that's fucking terrorism. If that's not terrorism, what would be?
So I'm willing to say the number might be close to, if not more than, the horrible amount of death that happened on 9/11. But regardless.
Cherokee people! What about that shit?
If it's politically motivated, that's what they're calling terrorism these days. And this asshole saying, you're raping our women.
Right.
And I would like to start the next civil war. A little fucking political to me.
Yes, it does. He's a idiot ideologue.
So to allow Fox News,
yes,
unquote, and WND and all the fuckers on the right to get away with
Alex Jones
not referring to it as a hate crime or as terrorism is bullshit. We need to call them on that and absolutely call them out on the hypocrisy of not wanting to call it a hate crime or terrorism.
Agreed. This is total bullshit. We're surrounded by bullshit. Steps must be taken.
Oh, I accidentally just gave myself a heart.
Oh, yeah.
I just gave us a heart accidentally, ladies and gentlemen. I hearted myself.
You just did again.
Which is the way things go. Yeah. So, there's a story. The headline on the Huffington Post is a picture of Dylann Roof. It says, the real face of U.S. terror.
Oh,
Huffington
really?
Post calling it the terror word.
Yes.
There's a new study that they are talking about that was released by the New America Foundation, a Washington, D.C. research center. And they found out just what we're talking about.
Right.
That the data shows that radical anti-government groups, or white supremacists,
scary,
have been responsible for most of the terror attacks in the 14 years since September 11th.
So why are we profiling all these, you know, Arab people at the airports and all that shit? Why don't we profile Whitey?
Right. Because white people don't do anything wrong. He's obviously mentally ill, that poor boy.
People aren't afraid of white people for some fucking reason that I can't imagine. I'm terrified of white people.
It says the data counters many conventional thoughts on what terrorism is and ain't. Because many Americans attribute terror attacks to Islamic extremists.
Right.
And that's the point. That's the whole point of calling it terrorism, is don't let them get away with minimizing the terror that is being caused by this asshole who was radicalized just as easily and much as some those two guys who got in their car and drove over to that that asshole's Draw Muslim contest or Draw Muhammad contest.
Well, what do you say to the people that say calling it terrorism lessens the murders of the people at the church? It lessens their death because it's labeled terrorism as opposed to their murder.
What?
I don't know. I've heard that. White people.
Terrorism lessens the murder.
I don't know. The idea of, I don't know, maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Kate told me. She mentioned that while she was shitting outside right before the show.
Don't let the dog. Don't take the dog.
By the way, what up, Fernando? Views. Thanks for joining us on Periscope. We appreciate it.
What's going on, Fernando?
Yes. You look marvelous.
Love that song. The law enforcement agencies say they're now more concerned about the activities of right-wing extremists.
About fucking time.
Other than Islamic terrorists. So these assholes were around, you know, Sharia law gonna be coming to my stage.
Sharia law compliant.
You gotta watch out for the guy with the stars and bars on his shirt.
Yeah, look out for the white guys with the fucking guns.
Right, and then how great is it that they're, you know, out open carrying, too?
It's not even the white guys with the guns that'll get you. They'll get you, sure, of course. But it's also like the fucking white guys, the white people that just happen to have their pistol in their pocketbook or somewhere in a drawer and a little kid finds it.
Right.
And Junior either blows himself up or mommy.
And that was Jim Jeffries' whole point yesterday. We played a little bit of a stand-up routine from Australian comic Jim Jeffries.
The best.
Talking about...
He gets it.
...the gun culture here in America. His entire point is that as long as we admit why we have guns, and it's because we like guns.
We like guns.
Not because they're not for protection. They're not for keeping the evil tyranny of Obama's government off of our backs.
Right.
Because like he says, he goes, you're aware that your government has drones, right? It's drones. You're going to have handguns versus drones, and that's you're going
to
lose.
You know, I was talking to some celebrity effete type. Well, not really an effete type. He's like, God, I apologize for this cough.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what it is. But anyway, this guy was telling me somewhere in the, where do all the rich people live in the hills? In Los Angeles.
Here? There, yeah, all over the place.
Per capita. That is, there are more gun owners in that area than anywhere else in the country.
Oh, really?
Because they're all fucking rich and they have these fancy guns. And he told me, he's like, well, you just need them for protection because you're isolated out there and you never know. He's like, one time the door accidentally blew open in my apartment and I thought someone was sneaking in to get me. He's like, so I got my gun.
There you go.
And I went and checked it out. I was like, well, I'm glad it wasn't the pizza delivery dude.
Yeah, or some Alzheimer's patient or something like that. Even if it is a burglar breaking in to get your fucking TV.
Yeah. He told me, he's like, but I have training with guns and I know what I'm doing.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, how does that make me feel when I get shot on accident? Oh, this guy actually. fuck off.
And if your gun's secure and everything, I got no problem with that. But like Jim Jeffries even said, you know, the protection thing is even kind of dubious because...
Totally dubious.
A lot of times, you may not have the time to get up and go to your gun safe and remember your what do they call it?
Combination.
Combo, yeah, your combination.
Well, Jim Jeffries said he was even a victim of some home invasion bullshit where he was tied up.
Yeah, he was naked when they broke in, hit him and his girlfriend, robbed his place, and he said, I was sitting there naked. I had no place for the gun.
And it's not like he was sitting there waiting for them to come in. No one expects a home invasion. You're not in an army base.
That's what he says. He's walking around. He's like, you know, he goes, Americans act like they've got to be walking around like this with their hand on their pistol on their side, right? We're ready for every single moment that Please. They're walking around. And that's what those assholes at Walmart or at fucking Chipotle, those morons.
Dickheads.
Yeah, those tiny little boys playing soldier.
Hey, what do I say to my friends when I'm arguing with them on Facebook? My friends from Georgia. What do I say to them when they say, you know, it's for my protection, for my defense? Then I tell them that no one's coming to get you. But then they say, bullshit, they are. There's nothing to be said.
Well, but did they, when they purchased their guns, did these people, did they already have to fill out a background check? Probably, unless they got it at one of those gun shows, or
Who
unless
knows?
They bought it from some asshole.
Right.
And most of those people have probably complied. You know, and most of these people who are screaming and bitching, don't come for my guns, Obama.
We aren't. He isn't.
Well, he hasn't.
He can't.
And also, they're fine. They've already probably filled out background checks when they bought their stupid guns. They're probably not looking to go out and buy high-capacity magazines. They're probably not looking out to go buy an AR-15. Most of the dummies that are all fired up about Obama coming for their guns are, you know, they've got a shotgun. They're some old couple in the middle of fucking Iowa, and they've got a couple shotguns on the farm.
Well, I bet if they, you know, bought a gun in Georgia, they didn't fill out a fucking background check, right?
Well, it depends, yeah. I mean, you still got to have, most places still have background checks. It's just that that we want them extended to gun shows and to private sales. If I want to sell Ryan my shitty ancient car,
right,
I got to fill out forms
and
tell the man and tell the government that I'm transferring the
tyranny
ownership of that car to you.
Benghazi.
So why not do that for the gun?
For firearms.
That's not restricting anybody's ability to own the gun. Except for people who we agree as a society shouldn't fucking have a gun, like a psychopath or like a former killer or a former raper.
Or an asshole. Or some whatever. Asshole. Like this kid, this Dylan kid, he got the gun for his fucking birthday. Isn't that right?
A gun.
He got a gun.
I'm still not sure.
It's not that gun.
I don't know if it's ever been tied. You know, they said the dad gave him a gun for his 21st birthday, but I don't know if they've actually tied the fact that it was the gun.
To the people that got shot to death, they're like, at this point, what difference does it fucking make? Anyway, moving on.
So according to that study, the real terrorists that we got to worry about,
it's us
here in America, has little to do with Muslims on our soil.
And it's not, is it liberal terrorists that we're worried about? No.
Are there liberal terrorists
out
there? I mean,
not really.
You hear them talk about the leftists. You know, that's that fat fuck Rush Limbaugh's favorite term. Leftists. The leftists are doing this. The leftists.
The leftists.
Yeah, they make it sound like some junta.
Well, it's
in
evil.
The middle of the South American rainforest.
Oh, yeah. Well, they are. I mean, Jesus, you know, these leftists, they want to extend rights to minorities for things like getting married and, you know. We want to give Mexican people here that were born in this country, even though their parents weren't, citizenship. We want to let people go to college for free. How evil.
Yeah, and maybe we want to do something about the culture in our society that produces a Dylan Roof.
Fuck you.
That the systemic racism, actually, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, lots of conversation and fun going on there. The occasional troll that pops up like a whack-a-mole, and you can pick on a ridiculous troll. But one of the stories that we shared is, there's four simple facts that prove that systemic racism is real. that there's four statistics. Let's look at the prison population out of 100,000 Americans.
Yes.
700 are incarcerated, but out of 100,000 black men,
yes,
4,000.
Wow.
Which is more than four times the average. Now, of course, we're going to hear from the right. Well, you know, because they're criminals. They're born criminals.
Right.
You come out of that dark vagina, your soul's darker.
But that's an impossible argument to contend with, because that's an argument based on fucking ignorance.
Well, and then you have to figure in poverty, and you have to figure in the systemic poverty that's sure. kept them poor. And the systemic racism that's kept them poor in the Jim Crow South.
These are the same fucking people that argue that there's no need for any kind of affirmative action.
Right.
Bunch of fucking morons. Like, people don't need a leg up.
They also are disproportionately jailed, disproportionately charged with felonies instead of misdemeanors.
Oh.
Which means that takes the right to vote away from them. Because once you're a convicted felon, you don't get to vote anymore.
So you don't even count.
And now, according to something called the Sentencing Project, they're trying to get some sentencing reform here in America.
Ooh, fancy.
13% of all black men are denied the right to vote.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. We're so fucked up. It's all these drug laws. Is this Reagan's war on fucking drugs?
That's the weapon, one of the main weapons they use to keep the brown people in the prisons. And yesterday we talked about the prison aspect of it with these vile gulags of capitalism fuckwattery.
Nine!
That these private prisons that have very little oversight, they beat people, they starve people.
We'll leave the light on for you.
But we sign contracts with them that say, you know, we're gonna keep your prison full.
We need a fuck ton of evildoers to fill the fucking beds. They run it like a Hampton Inn.
And then what do? They just go grab more brown people off the street that
Yay.
Just, somebody's waving a joint around or something.
Come
Meanwhile,
here.
some asshole white banker and knocks somebody over doing a DUI.
Yeah.
And they get off. Did you see there was one? I probably won't be able to find it, but just recently,
right.
There was the wife of a cop somewhere, of like a high-ranking cop, who got a DUI and an accident, and people were hurt. She walked. Not even.
Are you kidding me?
Not even a like community service or nothing.
That's. I don't even understand how that works, because you know I'm a comedian here in L.A. I'm the only person I know, aside from yourself, without a fucking DUI, or at least a couple.
Well, I'm not a comedian, so I don't have to get the
right.
I'm on my fourth DUI tattoo.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, the DUI laws are tough. I don't know how people get off. I mean, as they should be, but
right. But
well, I mean,
they're also disproportionately. That also is disproportionately. Prosecuted and pulled over, and of course, you know, driving while black.
Yes,
is a major crime in the United States.
But .08, don't you think that's a ridiculous blood alcohol level
to be
considered drunk at .08? Grow up. That's like a happy buzz. You can drive with that.
That's what, one beer, and it depends on the person.
One fucking beer.
Although. I guess if a bigger person would have a lower blood alcohol level
but who wants to say we want to raise that limit? What politician wants to tie their future to that?
Right. We should let people drink more and drive. That's a hard one to probably take a stand for.
Yeah. Well, that's why we need that Google car. I hate driving. I rarely drive anywhere. Well, number one, I rarely drive anywhere because my car doesn't work. But I hate driving. Oh, it's the worst thing ever. Ugh, people are assholes. No one knows how to drive anymore. They're all dickheads.
There was a report. God, you know what? I'm listening to you and
what's up?
Multitasking, and I completely forgot my point. Well, it was about your point.
Yes,
you were
drunk driving.
Drunk driving.
It's ridiculous. The blood alcohol level's 0.08. That's like one beer. That's like one beer and a shot of heroin. Come on. What do we...
Does the heroin show up?
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe I'll remember. Maybe it'll pop back in my addled brain. But we could check out in the meantime.
Yes.
Since I'm feeling stupid right now. We can
don't
check
feel.
Out
the You're not Drudge stupid. Report. You're smarter than most people.
Oh, I'm stupid. We could please.
Don't fuck off.
We could check out the Drudge Report. Dumb it down. Set your calendars back.
Centuries. Fuck off.
And the picture at the Drudge Report, it says tick tock.
Yes.
With a photograph of a big rally in Greece with people waving the Greek flag.
Is this austerity shit?
They're saying that Crucial Talks, it's an Associated Press link, very undrudge-like.
Crucial Talks.
Usually they send you over to InfoWars.
Is that the name of a band, Crucial Talks?
I'm sure if we look it up, there's probably. Crucial Talks between Greece and its creditors.
Yes.
To keep the country...
keep the country open.
To keep the country solvent.
The country is cunty.
And
cunty keep country.
In the euro.
I love it.
Got bogged down today amid differences over what kinds of reforms the country should make.
Shit.
In exchange for loans. So the Greek prime minister, Alexis... Tsipras? I mean, I guess the T is silent.
Tsipras.
T-S-I-P-R-A-S. Tsipras.
Isn't that penicillin?
Is held. What is penicillin? What do you mean?
Cipro.
Cipro is a different. Yeah.
Isn't that a type of?
It's a mega antibiotic.
Mega.
That's one of the ones you take when the other stuff ain't working.
Before we dive into this whole Greece bullshit, can I ask a question? What the fuck is austerity?
It's fucking the people over for the asshole capitalist corporate overlord. Dick sucking politicians having ruined the country.
Is that like? But I'm just trying because I'm trying to understand this Greece shit. It's really confusing to me. Here's what I understand: their economy's in the shitter.
Yes,
and they're trying to save it.
Correct.
That's all I understand about it. The right. other shit makes my head hurt.
There's two arguments. You know, it's the same thing that kind of goes on here. Us prancing liberals believe that
mincing
now is the time
minis
that we need to spend money
right
and invest money by making some jobs by like building some bridges and right. shit, maybe paving our fucking roads
boring
and making sure our schools aren't falling the fuck down.
Why? So we can teach people stupid shit like in Texas.
That's it. The Republicans are trying to decimate the educational system anyway. So
right.
why should we build schools when we ain't going to be running them? It's going to be privatized. But in Greece, they want to kick people off welfare. They want to kick people off of.
Oh, I see.
Kick the old people off. They want to take people's pensions away. Government workers take their pensions away.
So they want to save the company by robbing from the poor people.
The country. Yeah.
Yeah, the country. Sorry. Right. Yeah.
Well, same thing.
Yeah.
Company. It's,
they're running it like
Freudian
a business.
Slip. Right. When, you know, here, what happened after our depression in the 20s? How did FDR save our asses?
We invested in infrastructure.
There you go.
We paid people to dig ditches
Social
and rake leaves.
Security, Medicare.
Glory holes.
All that shit. So yes. the work, WP or something like that, the work, the jobs that the government created and all that stuff. The opposite of kind of austerity where you give people more money and give people more jobs and things like that. And it's maybe lower taxes instead of raising them.
It sort of seems
like stimulates the economy, but no,
a good fucking idea,
but no, the corporate overlords of Europe.
Yes.
They want to squeeze Greece dry. They want to make sure that Greece suffers for its impunity trying to help its people over.
Is it the people's fault?
Well, that's the thing. No. They'll say, well, you elected those socialists.
Well, that's not fair.
But it's not. That's not what happened. If you read into the crisis, it's like saying Detroit is sank because of Democrats. Democrats have ruled Detroit for 40 years. Well, okay, maybe. But you need to take a look. Take the party away from it. And let's take a look at the corporate cum stains that were running fucking Detroit. And once the auto industry started dying... And those assholes picked up their toys and went over to India or went over to Japan or went over,
The jobs went away.
Right.
What are you supposed to do to make money over there?
And that, why did that happen? Was that the Democrats sending the jobs away?
Wasn't that
out
Clinton?
Partially with NAFTA, sure. And they're all to blame. It's not, you know, that's what bugs me about these assholes on our Facebook page who were just like, they go for the Democrat thing right away.
Yeah.
We're saying we're progressives. We don't want austerity right now. That doesn't work. It's been proven to not work.
Yeah.
Right now we need to be reinvesting. We should raise fucking taxes on the goddamn rich, on the fucking corporations. Reinvest that into our infrastructure. Maybe create a few million jobs where those people can then put money back into the economy and everybody has a good day.
God, you know, maybe the people of Greece could be, you could convey that message to them and they would be like, oh God, that makes sense. I'm changing my voting habits.
Well, they did. They elected socialists. The Greek people said, fuck this. We're not going to. But now the rest of Europe is saying we don't give a shit because the rest of Europe has its thumb on Greece.
Yes.
And has the promissory notes and says, no, no, we're your creditors. Too bad, Greece.
Too bad. So sad.
Starve your people. Let them die. Kick them out on the street. We don't give a shit. We want us bankers want our money.
Fuck you.
Is what they're saying.
That sucks. I mean, I don't think, but what you said, I can't imagine that we would be able to, or anyone would be able to explain that to the American people. I just don't think, you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, austerity doesn't work. It's that simple. Yeah. Austerity just
no. I mean, like raising the taxes on
work.
On the rich. I mean, did
how does that not? How does that not? That's that meme we put on the other day of that guy who said, I lost my job because my company outsourced everything to India.
Yes,
and I was on unemployment, but the GOP cut my unemployment off, and I'm getting kicked out of my house because the GOP won't allow for banking reform for the mortgages. Yet I'm going to vote GOP because I think those millionaires should get tax cuts.
It's unfucking real. It's mind numbing. Dude, do you remember the argument? I started it at the beginning of our show yesterday with some Nimrod in Georgia about the minimum fucking wage. And I said the people of McDonald's should be paid a living wage. And then this person said, why? They have minimal skills. They should get a, you know,
minimum. They should starve to
they
death.
That's basically what I said. I'm like, why don't you want to extend? Why don't you want to give the little guy a break here? Why don't you want him to make a little bit more of more per hour so he can live? You extend all these tax breaks to McDonald's. Don't you think McDonald's gets corporate welfare? In some form?
Well, and billions in profits.
Right.
Right now, the criteria is if your profits don't go up, like not stay the same, or your profits go down a little, but you're still making profits, which means you're making money. But if your profits don't go up by X percent every single quarter.
Yes.
They fire the CEO. They get it. Oh, my God, the shareholders aren't making their money.
So the next guy that comes along, they're going to fuck the fucking workers as well.
And that's what they've done. They've already, they're hollowing out the middle class. It's almost gone.
Right.
And they're starting to go after the poor. Because that's all that's left. Dude. There's very little middle class left. They've demonized these middle class jobs where in the 50s, you know, that they want to go back to the lovely 50s where you could backhand your wife and hate Negroes.
Yeah.
Because that was the wonderful, the best time in America. They want to go back to that time, but they don't realize that corporations were taxed at 90% during those times.
That's really going to fuck them up.
And that the giant corporate overlords, there were different companies. There wasn't one company that ran everything. We used to have antitrust laws in this country.
Dude,
happened to those?
I don't know. Isn't there five different companies that sell all our food?
Right. Six different companies have all the media, like 90% of the media.
Yeah. Time Warner Cable, eat a dick.
So people just don't understand that they buy into this ridiculous.
It's punitive.
Said it a million times. They ignore the fact that they're just giving money to the rich. And the giant mega corporations are sucking all the equity and all the value out of the country.
Yes.
Putting it in electronic accounts overseas in the trillions of dollars.
Right.
That's happened. that is true right now.
Well, that makes it. I mean, what would Jesus do?
And then there's just going to be a husk of a country left over, and then shit's going to get nasty.
Everybody's going to look like, you know, those inflatable things you see at car washes. Just an empty plastic husk. Yeah, with the
waving guy, yeah.
I was like, I don't know how to explain that.
The inflatable dancing guy.
That's what we're all going to look like. Those are so gross, by the way. Every time I see one at like a Jiffy Lube or something, I'm like, can you take that down, put them in the washer?
They're never new and pristine. Stained. Yeah, it's like a gross. It's like an AIDS victim waving around. So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. They're talking about to Drudge, it's beautiful because they just look at what it is now. They see that they elected a socialist government and they say, look, Greek doesn't want to pay its bills just like the Democrats, and Greece wants to help its poor people just like the libtards.
Right.
And now they're getting kicked out of the Eurozone. Look, that's what's going to happen. So that's the view from Drudge.
That's ridiculous.
They are not on Greece's side.
Right.
They're on the side of the corporate overlords that want Greece to starve to death.
Sure.
Just so they pay their bills.
Mm. By the way, tonight there's a new episode of the Daily Upper Decker.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen,
a sports show.
8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. The Daily Upper Decker.
Yes.
Sportstastic show. Got some
Tommy should be calling in later, the host.
Tommy, the host, should be possibly calling in. There might be a Tommy sighting.
Did you see that Pete Rose news, that thing they unearthed that was evidence that he gambled as a baseball player? And he always said, oh, I never gambled as a player.
There was in fact, somebody tweeted Artie
Fucking
Lang.
Fucking liar.
Somebody tweeted a copy of the betting slip that somebody found where Pete Rose had written down all these bets that he was making.
Yeah.
Or somebody had written down bets that Pete made, I guess, versus them. And all this weird betting lingo on it. And then somebody tweeted Artie Lang, said, hey, Artie, can you tell us what this means? Comedian Artie Lang is known to have had some
degenerate gambler
addiction problems. Yeah.
Did he understand it?
He didn't. I didn't see if he tweeted back.
Did you understand it? Did you see it? The paper?
It was over unders, and it was how much money he was putting on different games.
It's so confusing. Yeah. I couldn't figure it out. I was like, how is anyone using...
But it was like 10 grand altogether.
Yeah. It's a lot
of
money.
Day's game. One day's worth of games. He bet 500 here. He bet 1,000 there. He bet 2 grand here.
Yeah.
And it all added up to almost 10 grand, and that was just one fucking day.
Right.
So we can imagine what's going on. That's how dumb. I mean, just really how stupid.
Pete Rose, to me, if you look at his number, he is one of the best baseball players fucking ever.
And now,
why did he fuck it up like that?
Absolutely, the coffin's nailed shut and 12 feet under, not even 6 feet under, because there's no way in hell, even if people have been softening over time, that stupid piece of paper that came out these past couple of days. That's it. I think that's it for him.
Also, he's a tremendous asshole.
He's kind of a dick, right?
And he's not like, you know, what is the word? He's not contrite.
No, he doesn't give
a shit.
He thinks it's a dumb rule.
And also, the other thing is, like, you know, the idea is, like, when he was kicked out, the commissioner that kicked him out years ago was like, you know, we want to see this guy reformed before he's back in baseball or whatever. They want to see him change. Well, he hasn't. I mean, and the other thing is, he lives in Vegas. And he's at casinos every day gambling. This guy didn't want to fucking play baseball.
He tried the mea culpa thing for 5 minutes and then gave up, right? After once he realized that...
I don't think the mea culpa
was... Selig?
Yeah, Selig.
There was no way in hell.
Bud Selig doesn't like that fucking guy.
Yeah, but there's no way in hell Bud Selig's going to allow him back in. So
right.
Somebody's going to have to die.
Yup.
maybe Tommy will talk about that.
Well, there's a new baseball commissioner now, and there's, you know... He's Bud Selig's protege,
right?
And he's not gonna
let Pete Rose
back in. Fuck no! This new thing gives him an excuse to say suck a dick, buddy.
Right.
Maybe not like that. Anyway,
it's like a big fat one.
Yeah, listen to Daily Upper Decker.
Daily Upper Decker tonight, 8 p.m. A brand new sports-tastic show. They talk Cha-ching. About they talk about betting occasionally.
But my favorite thing they talk about though is when they read the crime report.
You know, right.
Like who got arrested, what athlete got arrested. That's the funniest fucking thing.
The pile? Is that the pile?
The pile. That's the pile. It's basically it's a roundup of all the stupid athletes that did stupid shit. Got thrown in jail.
You'll be shocked to learn, you know, the past couple of days have been very odd, in that the Republican Party and in a lot of these red states,
yes,
are starting to run the fuck away from that Stars and Bars, man, that Confederate flag.
What gives?
Who would have thought that again, I think it's, you know, false flag. I think it's them saying partially it's the fucking NRA,
yeah,
saying, you know, oh good,
yeah,
it's not us. Look, what about that horrible flag they got flying over the South Carolina State House?
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Nothing to do with guns.
They can move along.
So, and also, some of the, I mean, even in Louisiana,
fuck you,
the legislature there said, you know, maybe we should take a look at removing that.
Eat me.
Stars and Bars from the flag. And even fucking NASCAR.
No, shut up.
Grab your... there's
NASCAR.
There's a lot of big, fat, white, man-tittied chests being clutched right now.
They done ruined NASCAR.
Because...
How could you ruin NASCAR?
NASCAR issued a statement yesterday...
Right.
...that supports taking down the Confederate flag from the... Carolina State House. They also reiterated their stance that though they discourage its use,
yes,
they will not ban the flag from being flown by fans during race weekend.
Okay.
So if you come to your local NASCAR track,
right,
don't worry, you can still bring your Stars and Bars and wave that shit around.
So it's not banned.
No, it's not.
That's
banned
what all these
anywhere.
Ninnies are screaming about. I got a ninny on Facebook put up some fucking meme. It says, this flag banned, but not this one. What's wrong with that? And guess what the other flag is?
The Belgium?
The gay pride flag.
Same thing.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Two kind of different flags. Not that that's the point, but there are two different flags. One...
And being moved off of the state grounds is a little different.
Yeah, you can have it in your front yard.
Nobody's banning it. You can wear it on a t-shirt, get it tattooed on your big, fat, white, bigot forehead.
Yeah, brand it on your sack.
Doesn't matter. It's
have
not being banned.
Right.
And Walmart made a choice.
Right.
And Amazon made a choice based on money.
Yeah. Now, by the way, don't right-wing nut jobs, don't they generally support decisions like that? That's you running it like a business. It's the American dream.
Oh, but they don't like that.
But
yeah, you can't wave their business. The invisible hand of the business will correct everything of capitalism. Don't worry.
This is the market is telling Amazon and Walmart to take the fucking flag off the shelves. That's why this is happening.
Absolutely.
It's not the evil liberal agenda.
And they're saying we're not going to support this anymore. Just like they're like, you know, we're probably not going to sell giant posters of that say "I love Hitler." With a lovely poster of the Führer.
But you could probably find somewhere that someone that will sell you that.
Yes.
You know?
And they're not banned. But
but
most businesses know that it's probably not in their best interest to sell that shit. Because other people are going to be like, guess what? We're going to boycott your fucking place.
Sure.
Because you sell that heinous bullshit. So that is the free market working, assholes. but it only when it's their cross to bear.
Right.
I mean, pun.
Sure. By the way, this might be a good time to say goodbye to the Periscopers before Tommy calls in.
We're going to say goodbye, Periscopers. Down Periscope. Thanks for joining us. Go to periscope.com and you can watch. Actually, now, yesterday they announced on Periscope that now you can watch that shit like on your PC in a browser. So now, bye. So now we have the ability to, you can watch it on your PC also while this shit is streaming. NASCAR, again, saying that they support South Carolina Governor
fuck you.
Haley's position with the Confederate flag, but they won't be banning them from people waving them. I think they banned them from being on cars. I think they've said no stars and bars on the cars. So no General Lees are going to be driving around NASCAR.
But that's, I'm sorry. You're talking about NASCAR, private cars. But they've been banned from some states don't allow them on the license plates anymore, right?
Texas, we just had a SCOTUS decision. The Supreme Court last week or the week before
SCOTUS
said that too bad to the Sons of the Confederacy or the League of the South or one of those assholes.
So awesome
that wanted to have a license plate, a commemorative license plate in Texas with the stars and bars on it. Texas, what is going on? How did this happen, by the way?
I do not know.
For some reason, Texas said, we don't think that's a good idea.
What? That seems like
they must have got a black guy that works for the state or something.
Texas generally loves that idea.
I would think it would be required.
They're like, color me there.
But the Texas said, no, we're not going to issue the League of the South a commemorative plate. And the League of the South said, you let all these other groups do it. What about us? And it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, you know what, Texas can say, yeah, we don't want to have that.
Right.
They can do that. So now there was another state, I don't know, there's so many in the past couple of days, it's just amazing how much has happened. But there was another state that quietly, the governor said, look, we're taking this shit down.
Yeah.
Because, and he cited the Supreme Court decision. Oh, it was a license plate. I guess it was one of these states that allowed... They had the stars and bars commemorative license plate.
Oh, God, how embarrassing.
And that governor now has shut those down, saying, look, the Supreme Court said we could, and we're gonna get rid of this shit.
Dude, what if you order your license plate like any other normal human being does, and it comes, and there's a fucking Confederate flag on it? I mean, what do you do with that? I'm not driving around with the fucking stars and bars on my car.
I think you have to order it special. I don't think there's any that have the mandatory stars and bars.
Mandatory.
I think you have to order it special to pay extra money for that and everything. That was one of the things they were saying, was that we're ordering it special. We're paying for it. It's our First Amendment rights.
Fuck you.
And they... Not so much winning. There's a story that now I'm trying to find. And
I can tell it's a good one because you're halfway smiling about it already.
The audio is fucking spectacular.
Ooh.
If I can find it. Speaking of audio.
Is that fucking helicopter thingamabobber in Canada? You're talking about the guys that were talking about a blowjob or something in some police copter, and they accidentally turned the loudspeaker on. And so everybody in the neighborhood heard these two guys talking about a blowjob.
Oh, you mean like when they hover over and they say, you know, move out of the way and shit like that?
Yeah.
Where was that?
In Canada. Everybody's all upset about it.
Surprisingly, it's not what I'm...
Oh, really?
...what I was talking about.
Wow. Okay, well, I thought that was maybe a bigger story than it was. I guess
that's a pretty good story.
Yeah, it'll be on our Facebook page tomorrow sometime, or maybe later today. I forget.
There's a statue.
Yes,
this was on. I've seen it in a couple different places, but Rachel Maddow, last night, talked about it, or the night before, or whatever. It's. It's a statue.
Right.
That there was, I saw one story that said, okay, we need to take down all these stars and bars. We need to take down all the statues to the leaders of the KKK that's everywhere.
God.
We need to get rid of all that shit.
It's finally time.
Except for this one, because it is so spectacularly horrific.
Oh my God. I saw a picture of this fucking thing. I gotta look at it again.
It's Nathan, a picture of Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Is it supposed to look that stupid? Or is that a fuck up?
It was created by the man who represented James Earl Ray for killing Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Right. He was actually killed by LBJ, but that's okay.
Jack Kershaw was this guy's name. A massive asshole of megalithic proportions who throughout his whole life fought to keep the Negroes down, fought to keep them separate.
What a dick.
And
imagine that's your legacy. Embarrassing.
So there is a statue, but it's on private land, so there's really nothing they can do about it. But it's been criticized for a while. It's a statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest. It's on some land near I-65, and they're trying to get it. They're trying to pass some sort of law to get it moved away from the highway. They're so embarrassed by it. Not only is
it so funny,
it was Nathan Bedford Forrest, by the way.
Yes,
the dude that they are this asshole. This guy's not a good sculptor.
No,
so it's a shitty, ugly, horrible, scary looking statue.
It's very scary, and maybe if it's meant to look like, it looks kind of science fiction like. It looks like something you would see in Through the Looking Glass.
He is. it's owned by a guy named Bill Doris. It really looks like if
it's
you gave
crazy.
A mildly talented 11-year-old,
yes,
the ability to sculpt something, because it's not. I couldn't make that. I'm no sculptor.
No.
But it's also bad. It's
right.
Just not good.
Well,
he looks like a demon. His facial features are fucked up. He's got these two blue, some kind of stones in his eyeballs to make his eyes blue.
Well,
it's terrifying.
Everyone's a critic. I bet you could sell that to some brony and they'd be like, ooh, I'll take that. Look at that horse. It looks like a My Little Pony. It looks brony-like.
It's ridiculous.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The horse is odd-looking.
It's utterly and completely ridiculous.
What's up with the horse's face? I remember thinking, like, if you look at the face of that fucking horse, the guy, he looks like...
It's fucked up, man.
You know what it looks like? You know those the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cartoons starring Burl Ives?
And, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what... It looks like characters.
Oh, it kind of does. Yeah, yeah. It's very amateurish and terrifying. Well, the guy that owns it is quite amazing. His name is, he was apparently a friend
yes.
of this guy.
Oh, lovely.
His name is Bill Doris.
Fuck you.
He owns the 3.5-acre private land where this statue was put up. It's surrounded by, I don't know, it looks like maybe 13 Confederate flags.
Oh, God.
By the way, he said...
Is this guy white, by the way?
I think we'll get the...
is Bill Doris white?
If I can find the audio. Guess. but he's like, I'm going to find some 1,800-foot poles and put them up.
Yeah, go ahead, dummy.
Kind of sticking by his...
Just shove it up your ass.
His... I'm trying to find the audio.
Is this guy one of these rich old white fuckers? Got shitloads of land. Who can afford 13 flagpoles, by the way? Those have to be expensive.
Right.
You gotta put them in the ground and da-da-da-da-da. It's all right. Fucking thing. What kind of asshole spends... What's wrong with this person?
He thinks it's... He's one of these guys who thinks it's to heritage. It's to our southern heritage.
Who's into anything this much? Name something you're into as much as this white freak. Into this white supremacy bullshit.
Right.
Who cares?
Well, and the whole white supremacy thing. I don't feel any real affinity to my pasty white skin.
Come on now.
I really don't. I barely, you know, a little, I guess Irish a little bit from the, and Serbian from my parents.
You don't identify a little bit. You're not prideful of your heritage. My God. What's wrong with
of
you?
My whiteness?
Yes.
My skin is a little lighter than other people's? Why would I be? I don't.
You have, when you stand out in the sun, you're superior. Even when you're outside during the day, your skin doesn't fare as well under the sun.
Correct.
So you're superior.
I think.
Explain that to me.
I think that's inferior. Correct.
Yeah.
It's
kind of racist to even point that out, but go ahead.
And it's bullshit.
Yes.
And it's bullshit.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's an outright lie. It's disguising your fucking racism. You can't tell me for one goddamn fucking second that it's We're worried about our heritage. It means our heritage. And then a good question people say to ask, when they say, what heritage? Well, it's about the boys that died fighting Northern aggression.
Okay.
What did they die for? What was the what were they fighting for? And yes, okay, you know, the soldiers are not the people who make the decisions. Of course, we realize that, not every rebel soldier was an evil racist. But they were on the side of the evil racist.
I mean, it's an odd thing to celebrate.
Right.
Just doesn't make any fucking sense. Why do you commemorate that?
I'm profoundly sad that I'm having a hard time finding this goddamn audio of this guy.
Oh, really? I really thought you were looking for the audio of the people describing the blowjob, which I don't even know if it exists because I don't know that anybody necessarily captured it. They just heard it, and so it's just people talking about hearing in Canada, these two, could you imagine these two cops talking, this chick was sucking my dick, and it's on a loudspeaker. How do you fuck up like that? That is a scene, I shit you not, that is a scene from Police Academy.
Oh, sure. That's something you would put in a script and people would be like, come on.
Taggart did it.
That ain't real. Come on.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I can't find the, not having an easy time finding the great audio that I heard on TV last night. I assumed it would be easily accessible here.
The other big news is in 2017, we can look forward to the first head transplant.
That was
isn't that great news?
Is that
you can get your head?
That's the Russian guy, sure. Right?
Yeah,
that's still going forward.
Yes, 2017. So guys, you know, pick out your new head, whoever you want.
Okay, I'm just about ready to give up here.
That's all right. Don't give up.
Although, how this only matters to us because we're Howard Stern fans.
Yes.
Howard Stern quit America's Got Talent.
What? Was he tired of raking in the cash?
He will not be returning as a judge, saying he has, quote, been offered another opportunity in television.
Oh, he's taken over for the Tonight Show or something,
and that something has to give to free up his schedule.
Oh, shit.
I've been made an offer in television that excites me to no end. I think it would be a great opportunity, but I can't do America's Got Talent, the radio show, and the television opportunity. So he will be eliminating America's Got Talent from his schedule, saying that this is his last season, that he's too fucking busy this year.
He said fucking?
Yeah.
you know what it is? You know what his new job is? He's replacing Lorne Michaels on Saturday Night Live. They're not happy with the show anymore, so he's going to run it. Stern.
He tried to, or he was on the, or was offered Saturday Night Live once, right? And they wouldn't agree to have him on because he said he wanted all his writers to write all of the bits on the show, right?
Yeah, but you know what the compromise was? He did a segment in the Weekend Update.
He
did his own monologue that his own people fucking wrote.
What an idiot. He does even admit that. That was probably dumb.
Well,
go in and say I'm going to go on your show,
but it was funny.
Kick off all your writers,
yeah,
and have my people write. And
I don't know if the show was necessarily great back then, though, when he was on.
Oh, Saturday Night Live.
I don't know.
Was it one of the bleak periods?
I don't know that it was such a bad idea because his part is kind of funny. It's interesting, you know. It's different than anything else on the show. And then the rest of the show is just kind of shitty Saturday Night Live. Right. So I think that was. I mean. Not a bad idea. I mean, imagine, god damn it, if you have that kind of power, oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? Somebody wants you on their show and you say, no, I'll do it, but I want to write the whole fucking thing. I want to hire my people to do it. I don't want to do your shitty show. Eat a dick.
But he didn't have that much power because they didn't let him do it.
Well, no, he did. He did
but he didn't take over the whole, host of the show and didn't act in bits and stuff like that.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. He did.
But also Stern's great on the radio and stuff, but remember his TV show?
It's pretty horrible.
Some of the pre-written bits?
Yeah.
Maybe not the best.
No.
Let me see if this is the Maddow.
Rachel Maddow.
Today, in the wake of the massacre of African-American churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina last week, today, a Democratic candidate for mayor of Nashville proposed that the city of Nashville might try to do something about this giant founder of the Klan sculpture.
That's Nate. That sculpture, that guy was the founder of the Klan, by the way.
Right.
The founder of the KKK.
He's the guy that started it.
Yeah. Nathan.
Well, he's a shithead,
Bedford
right?
Bedford Forrest.
Why should we have a memorial to that guy?
Because he was a wonderful American.
We got to really, in this country, we have to sort of, I mean, God, this is an understatement. We got to change the way we think about who we memorialize and celebrate, don't you think?
Well, it's kind of happening. There's a little purge going on right now. You know, a lot of them are squealing, and it'll be interesting to see what happens as time goes by a little bit more, if this all this shit really happens, if they really do bravely take down the stars and bars everywhere. But let me see if the rest...
I think we're going to stop celebrating anyone that owns slaves. That's what I heard. Oh, wait, we can't really do that.
And Confederate flags that they've got on the side of the interstate heading into town. Today, Nashville City Councilor Megan Berry suggested that maybe the city or the state could put up, I don't know, trees or shrubs or something to try to block the view of this thing at least. This absolutely terrifying 25-foot-tall fiberglass sculpture that looms over Interstate 65 in Nashville, Tennessee.
Good God, that's the end of the clip. Fuck, she doesn't have the
what kind of, what guy. Size bush are they going to put up to obstruct the view of this
20
fucking thing?
Foot, yeah, they're like, can we put some shrubs up to cover it or something?
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, good for the environment, right? It'll help the atmosphere. It'll shoot out more oxygen through the process of photosynthesis.
This candidate that she was talking about, Megan Berry,
yes,
has said that she's had encouraging conversations with the governor about the possibility of using private funds to restore trees along the 20 to along that section of I-65 to try to cover up that fucking this hideous statue.
This is insane.
The governor even said it's not a statue that I like and most Tennesseans are proud of in any way. But
what are they going to do?
Now Doris, who, God, I wish I could find him, exactly what you would imagine.
Yeah.
Big old white guy.
Big, fat, white, racist, shithead, asshole.
He said, what can I do? Why should I be an asshole and try to stop the state from doing something they've got their mind on? If they want to kill the tourism industry, that's fine.
Is there a tourism industry around this fucking thing?
Are there pilgrimages?
Oh, yes.
To the leader of the KKK's amateur statue where he looks like...
They call it moronic Mecca. Yeah, it's dumb. I don't know. Maybe I kind of want to go see it now. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of it on the internet, so I guess I don't need to. It's just so fucking stupid.
The question I ask is, are they going to do the same thing out at Hermitage? Are they going to take all the signage down and put up big trees so that people drive down there can't see the Hermitage? Are they going to do the same thing on Highway 100 for the Belle Meade Mansion? But these are mansions.
These are historical
people. Yeah, that lived there and stuff like that.
The actual homes.
Right.
It's not. How old is this statue?
It ain't that old.
Well, fuck off. It's not Los Angeles.
98.
Yeah.
1998.
It's 98 years old.
Put it up.
Oh, 1998.
It
is that. That's now, if you live in LA, that's old enough to be considered a landmark. I mean, my God, I used to hike to a house that was built in 1987. The ruins of a house that's somewhere up in Malibu.
Yeah. The one that burned.
Yeah. But this is 1998. I mean, burn it. Take it down. Who gives a shit?
Nathan Bedford Forrest was Lieutenant General of the Confederate Army during the Civil War and the first Grand Wizard.
Oh, my God.
Of the Ku Klux Klan. So he created it and named himself a Grand Wizard.
I mean,
I guess if you're going to come up with your own group, right?
Oh, you shit.
Can name yourself what you want to name it.
Is he like 12 years old?
But he's dead. But he was, yeah.
No, why would you? How do you come up with the name Grand Wizard? Listen, if I'm a kid, I don't know the connotation, you know, of that name. I'm like, yeah, that sounds cool. I'm gonna be a Grand Wizard. Does that mean I get magical fucking powers?
I mean, you think they sat around? They're like, what do we call ourselves? What do we call ourselves in the Ku Klux Klan?
Stupid fucking assholes.
He said, Doris, who's 79 years old, said it was. This guy Kershaw, who was one of the James Earl Ray's attorneys.
Yes.
It was his idea of putting up the statue. He was an amateur sculptor. They originally were going to put it in Kershaw's backyard, but then they decided to put it on the land that this guy Doris owned near I-65. According to him, the statue today belongs to three trustees of Kershaw's estate.
Yes.
Though he helps maintain the property that he still owns.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about guys like cutting grass around the statue and just...
He declined to name the three trustees.
Oh, yeah.
Who he says are Nashville businessmen.
Oh, okay. Slime balls.
They're Nashville businessmen.
Old, rich, white, racist, shithead, yeah. Slime ball, pear shaped.
Oh, yeah. Do you
dicks.
Think there's a, one of them is black, one of the three trustees?
I mean, no, I don't. That's my guess. I'm not Nostradamus.
Right. So that's going on there. That's
it's fucking hilarious.
The
It was built in 1998.
I will get the audio of this guy because it's a cartoon character.
He sound like this.
Yeah, he really is a cartoon character. And talking about, you know, it ain't racist. It ain't racist. It's our heritage.
God, that's the worst.
It ain't racist.
Well, maybe it is your heritage, your racist, shitty heritage. Right. Why do you want to fucking...
Right, it is your heritage.
Why are you so excited about it?
A heritage of racism. That's the heritage.
Yeah, you're horrible.
America has got...
We celebrate Christopher Columbus. He apparently was a horrendous, racist barbarian. I mean...
Not a great dude.
Everybody we celebrate is a big piece of shit, apparently, except Santa Claus, maybe. I'm sure he had his, you know, dark time.
They tend to, he's white, though.
Santa Claus ain't white.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Jesus. Jesus and Santa Claus are white, okay? Don't be a dick.
Big news, big news today.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
That's an eagle, right?
It's an eagle flying.
I love it.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, hopping into the crowded
yes
clown car, I believe he becomes lucky number 13.
Perfect.
None other than Piyush Bobby Jindal.
Hey, Bobby.
Has leapt into the race because... Goddamn, everybody's clamoring for him, huh?
How did he announce? Did he speak at the statue that was built in 1998?
He might as well have, because he has already come out and said that he ain't taking the stars and bars off nothing in Louisiana. Because he's gone full teetard, right? He's gone full... I can't use that term. He's gone full teehottest and full lunatic.
To be fair, teehottest is funnier.
Teehottest is funnier.
I don't know why. Teehottest, funnier.
He's completely embraced the party of stupid that he decried
perfect
a few years ago because he's polishing up his nipples and greasing up his starfish to look good to be the vice presidential candidate.
Can I just get a nipple polish?
There's no way.
A nipple polish.
With his heinousness that anyone is going to vote for him for president. But
yes,
if he can make himself nice enough and racist-y enough
right
and anti-gay enough.
Yes.
And I love guns enough.
And nipples. I am not letting nipple polish go.
For the lunatics.
Just not.
Then he might be a good balance for the ticket for somebody who's less insane.
Do you remember the movie Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Do you remember when the Tin Man went in before he saw the wizard and they make it to Oz to the poppies and all that shit? But before they go see the wizard, they get a makeover. Yeah, that song. Bum bum here.
Right, right,
bum,
right,
bum,
yeah, right, right.
Do you remember when the Tin Man goes in and gets a nipple polishing? They buff him up.
They did. They buff
is that
him
is that what you were when you said nipple polish? Is that what you were thinking?
Not specifically, but it applies.
Right. Anyway, I just want to know.
Where you know, if you're made of tin, you can get your nipples polished too.
Right. Can you get your nipples polished in the airport just like you can your shoes, you know, when you sit in the high
right
chairs?
Right. It's a little more awkward the way you sit in the seat, though.
It's so embarrassing. Oh, my God, I need my nipples polished. You're so scuffed up.
So my name is Bobby Jindal,
yeah,
and I'm running
you
for president of the United States, he said.
Oh.
You want to hear some of this?
Oh, yeah.
The great orator. Here's Bobby Jindal of Louisiana.
God, that
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
Oh, wait, that's not him. That's somebody from MSNBC or something talking.
Do you think people can hear the lawnmower? Because Jesus Christ, it's so loud.
They might be able to hear it in the background. Ugh. There's apparently some landscaping going on next door.
I just want to yell the planet's dying, but that it's not his fault. That guy's making 10 cents a day to do that. Yeah. Cut the fucking grass.
That's the other neighbor's responsibility.
I'm sorry for you.
We have a neighborhood ninny who she takes it upon herself here in our little section of Koreatown, USA.
She's a fruitcake.
She's quite litigious. She'll sue anybody for anything at any time.
She'll sue.
She says, yeah. Although I've heard her say, I fought them in court, or I've testified.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In fact, yesterday, there was a down the street, they're working on a building, and one of the construction workers was parked in front of Crab Diving Studios here.
.com.
Putting on his work boots and getting ready in the morning.
Poor fucking guy.
She came out and he kind of diffused her, which ain't easy. But he had to diffuse her by just apologizing for everything.
I am so sorry.
Apologizing, which is, I mean, I couldn't do that. That would not have been me.
Really?
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't do well with that.
I apologize at work for things that aren't my fault just about 17 times a day. I've typed an email, I am so sorry.
That's a little different.
Rolls off the fucking fingers.
To the boss, but I mean, if somebody on the street
that's true.
Somebody who's an equal.
Someone not paying you. gets a big fat fuck off.
Right. And it's somebody who starts yelling at you. She walks up, she's like, you guys are you working at that building? Are you working at that building? But what's creepy is she's like, I thought you have until October. Like, she knows.
How the fuck do you know?
She must have called the project managers or something. She's like, I spoke with the city about your parking situation, and I live here, and I haven't been able to park near my house since you guys have been working. Blah, blah, blah,
well,
blah,
you know,
blah.
When I moved in here, like 3 days after I signed the lease, moved all my shit in here, I got a note from the power company that says, LAWDP, that says, just wanted to let you know that at the corner of whatever and whatever, right next door to us, we will be doing a construction project that will last just about a year and a half.
We'll be conducting a 2-year jackhammer symphony.
Oh, my God. Dude, I used to put my coffee down on the desk, and it was like a brontosaurus was walking through the neighborhood. I saw ripples in my fucking Starbucks. I shit you not. It was insane.
When I first moved to a little different section of Koreatown.
Oh, the Jesus.
There was the exact stuff that you were just talking about, that construction, the trucks to get to that construction went right down my street.
Right.
To get to wind their way through the neighborhoods. And goddamn, it was that same thing. It was those big giant double trucks where they were hauling out the dirt that they were digging up from under the streets. And there were times sitting in my apartment, you could not hear. You could be 2 inches in front of someone screaming at them.
Well, that apartment you live in, there was a guy who had a job. I don't even understand this. He collected every glass bottle in the neighborhood, and then he proceeded just to throw it in a trash can and break it. So it was just breaking glass from, like, what, 2 to 6 every fucking day or something like that?
There's a herd of people who, sadly, I mean, they're performing a service. I good for them. I wish they made more money.
Absolutely.
I wish they could make a living wage.
No,
collecting everybody else's recycles.
They could burn in hell for all I care.
And make
Let
sure
them
they
starve.
Get recycled.
That's what my friends in Georgia want. They don't want them
Now those assholes on your timeline. Yeah,
had too much coffee.
But these people go around and they grab all the recycles, and then a truck shows up once or twice a week at different parts of this neighborhood.
Right.
And they all show up and herd to the truck. And that's where that guy's the middleman. I think he buys the shit from them, and then he takes it to the recycle center or something like that. Somehow there's a system. But they would break the glass so they could fit more in there. I guess it doesn't matter if it's broken, obviously.
Oh, my God.
And
it's so loud, though.
Yeah, so for, you know, a couple hours once a week right in front of my house, it would just sound like dozens of people breaking glass for a couple hours.
Yeah. So, but then, yeah, you had a good deal in that apartment, though.
It was cheap. And
it's a fucking raccoon that lived in the
friendly
ceiling.
Friendly to nature.
Yes.
It was a little bit of a kind of a nature reserve.
Right.
With the raccoon coming through my ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that. Anyway, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. So Jindal has joined.
There you have it.
Jindal's in the 13th to officially announce his 13 people.
So
13, like, realistic people. Because obviously there's hundreds of ninnies over throughout the country. You know, these lunatics that just announce they're going to be president. And, you know, they have a tinfoil hat on their head and they don't go anywhere. But there are, like... A lot of the pundits say that if everybody that's thinking about slipping their dick in joins,
yeah,
that it might be like 21, 22 fucking people.
And who is passionate for Bobby Jindal?
Nobody.
Who showed up at this announcement he had?
And in fact, his fucking state is a cesspool. I mean, there's nothing that he can crow about in his state to be like, look what I did. In Louisiana, other than look how I ran Louisiana into the fucking ground.
I mean, who says, you know what? I want America to look like Louisiana. Who wants that?
They're saying his popularity these days lies with, guess who? Social conservatives and evangelicals.
Assholes. I mean.
But also, he's now trying to close a $1.6 billion budget shortfall.
Right.
He's promising not to raise taxes because he licked Grover Norquist's starfish and signed that I'll never raise taxes ever.
Well, Grover Norquist has such a lucky little fucking starfish. Am I right?
And even his own... Ooh, gross. even his own Republican lunatics in Louisiana hate him. The state legislature, the other Republicans are bad-mouthing him.
Yes.
About the shit that he's done that obviously is just pandering to national lunatics. And they also say that he's been just trying to look... He's been rubbing his nipples, polishing them up to try for the nation too much and not giving a shit about what's going on in Louisiana. The same thing they're saying about that dickwad from Wisconsin, Scott right. Walker.
Oh God, he's the worst.
That the country, the state's going to shit because he ain't doing anything. He's running around. Also nipple buffing.
Yeah. Everyone running for president has the nicest, smoothest nips.
Right. And except he's trying to look, you know, presidential pretty, not vice president pretty, like this guy.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
So there needs to be a law with this. We need to get this campaign shit under wraps.
No, this is great, though.
We need to get
money
out of it for our purposes, for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's great for the libs, though, because none of these idiots are going to be elected president. I don't give a shit. No one that we've mentioned will be... None of these people are going to beat Bernie Sanders or Hillary. It just ain't happening.
Unlikely.
So it's good for the right, because we won't have a conservative be president ever again if this is who they march out.
Now, right. There is a poll came out, and this one brings delight to my blackened heart.
Yay.
And glee. This is... In New Hampshire, there was a new survey that they did in New Hampshire. You know, one of the earlier primary states.
Yes. It's a critical state.
And they released a new survey yesterday.
Right.
That shows former Florida Governor James Earl Jones Bush, Jebediah Bush, John Ellis, whatever Jeb stands for. That he's in the lead.
Okay.
But with only 14% of those. Remember, there's so many of them that even the guy in front is only getting 14%.
Yeah.
But in second place.
Oh, shit.
Which makes me smile. Donald Trump.
Shut the fuck up.
Donald fucking Trump. I'm the best candidate. I met some people the other day. I told them I was the best.
Why does New Hampshire matter so fucking much?
It's just another early
I can't even
state, you know.
Can you name a city? Name a city in New Hampshire.
Montpelier.
No, that's Vermont, because that's what I thought of first.
That's the capital.
New Hampshire. What is a city in New Hampshire? I can't think of one. 323-601 Libs. Give us a call. Now, I can't think of one fucking, you know.
Concord is the capital.
There you go. That's the only one I can think of. New Hampshire City.
I think seventh grade was the last time I had to memorize all the capitals of the states, right? Something like that.
It's just odd that, I mean, Iowa, New Hampshire, why do they matter? I mean, there's nobody there. What do we give a fuck?
The 7 months away is that primary in New Hampshire.
Oh, it's right around the corner.
After Bush and Trump, I really need, hold on a second. I can't read a list of these people without this music going on in the background.
Awesome.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is at 8%.
Right.
Marco Rubio at 7%.
Yes.
Fourth. Ben Carson is next with 6%. Chris Christie, inexplicably, with 5%. It's Northeast.
Good God.
Then Rand Paul.
Ugh.
Cruz, Ted Cruz.
Oh, my God.
And Carly Fiorina tied with 4% each. Then Mike Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee is getting beaten by Donald Trump.
And John Kasich at 2% each, even though Kasich hasn't officially announced.
Right.
George Pataki. Rick Perry. Santorum.
Dude, Rick Perry's getting beaten by Ben Carson.
Jindal. Lindsey Graham.
Bringing up the rear.
And former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich, again, who hasn't announced but is a possibility.
Me and Bob are back here chilling.
Are all at 2%.
Right. God, so do all these people like have entourages? Do these ridiculous people running for president when they show up to these campaigns?
I think some of them, the bigger they are, sure, they probably have, cronies and herds. And,
how can this many minions. People like have organizations behind them and money? There's just so many.
Oh, sure. Every single one of them, I think, that especially if they declare, which everybody thought that Trump each step of the way has been full of shit, but he actually filed a piece of paper now. Some of the other people, even Rove.
Yes.
Hamhead.
Ugh, girl.
Was on.
Karl Rove.
Yeah, was on. And somebody asked him about what he thought about Donald Trump, who he called an idiot, by the way, in a different time. What he thinks of the candidacy, and he's like, it's a joke. Nobody takes him seriously. But here we are with Donald Trump. More than likely, unless things change, by the time they get to that first debate, Donald fucking Trump is going to be on that stage. And possibly Rick Santorum.
No.
Possibly Rick Perry.
My favorite.
Possibly
the glasses.
Jindal.
Oh, I love Jindal.
Might not make it.
Oh, my God.
Into the debate because of that clown-ass Donald Trump.
Listen, you said Karl Rove was like a hamhead. Yes. Just now. I disagree with you. I think you're way off on that. Glenn Beck is a hamhead.
Yeah?
Hamhead. Karl Rove, have you ever had an oyster?
No.
Okay, you crack open an oyster, say you're at Red Lobster or something, and look at the color of a raw oyster.
Okay.
That's to me, Karl Rove looks like he has the body consistency and hue of a raw fucking oyster. That's what he looks like. Big, gooey, slimy, slippery, greased up fucking oyster. That's who he looks like.
Sweaty.
Absolutely. Gross. Just, you know. But not as tasty. I love oysters. Delicious.
Rove said a couple days ago that
Rove.
Trump should be ignored, that he hasn't filed papers. Well, he filed papers. He finally filed with the FEC to officially join. Now he's got a certain amount of time to come out with his financial disclosures.
Yes.
And I think you're given 45-day extensions twice. They said almost everybody uses them. It's just the way things go. You know, everybody
right.
is late with every fucking thing.
Yeah.
In fact, just the other day, they gave Rand Paul his second 45-day extension before he discloses his money situation. I guess
he rich?
I guess you wait until the last minute because God knows what's going to happen, right?
Sure.
I mean, if some disaster happens, you don't want to have to disclose. Told everybody how much money you have.
Is Chris Christie going to do that? Does he want to do that? I mean, God.
They all have to.
If anybody has something to hide, it would be that big blubbering whale shithead.
And then, right, historically, they usually release a bunch of their... Once they're the actual candidate, they usually release a bunch of their tax returns, right, to show everybody. And who famously refused to do that?
Mitt Romney.
In the last election, and it fucking cost him because people were like... The main problem with him was that he was a big, you know, 1% asshole and out of touch with the rest of the people.
Right.
And how could he enact policy that would help poor people and the everyman when all he gives a shit about is rich people?
Well, he profits off people being fucking poor.
Right.
Sort of, you know.
And profited off of destroying jobs and destroying companies.
Like, he would have handled Greece in the exact same way.
Oh, sure.
Oh austerity. Absolutely. Perfect. Right. Titties. I'll be over here by the pool. Fuck off.
We have churches that can feed people.
Can someone please... Yeah. Can someone please put my dog in a box and then tie him to the top of my fucking car?
That right there shows you the lack of empathy or any kind of...
He's a dick.
Feelings. Also, Karl Rove.
Right.
Yesterday.
Blubber.
Wrong about that.
Yes.
And... was asked about all this shit with the, you know, the horrible killing in Charleston, South Carolina. And he said, the only way to stop gun violence is to repeal the Second Amendment.
Okay. Meaning take away everybody's guns?
Right.
Oh, I agree with him.
He said, we saw an act of evil. Well, no.
We saw
an act of evil, racist, bigoted evil, and to me the amazing thing is that it was met with grief and love. With certain people.
Yeah.
Think of how far we've come since 1963. See, he's one of these.
Oh, okay.
You know, look at how far we've come. Okay, some guy just walked in and killed a bunch of black people because they were black. But look at it. It didn't happen every day.
There's not... A sane person can't make that statement. Make that statement if your son, daughter, wife, whatever, was in that fucking church when he got shot up. Please.
He tries to sound like it's all kumbaya. Here we saw an entire state, an entire community, an entire nation come together, yeah, grieving as one, and united in the belief that this was an evil act. Well, yeah. But we're not. There was a fucking fireman
in
Texas who put out on his Facebook that... Dylan Roof did a good thing. It was a good thing he did.
He said he was proud or something like that. Something ridiculous.
Did a good thing. That was the quote. So now Roof says, well, it's wonderful that we've all come together and we can all call it evil.
Oh, my God. We haven't all come together.
But he knows he won't say why it's evil. He said we could all agree it is evil.
Yes.
Now he's talking about people wanting to put on curbs on these guns. Now, maybe there's some magic law that will keep us from having more of these. I mean, basically, the only way to guarantee that we dramatically reduce acts of violence involving guns is to basically remove guns from society. And until somebody gets enough oomph to repeal the Second Amendment, that's not going to happen.
Jeez. This guy obviously didn't hear Jim Jeffries stand up.
And they, you know, the Twitter sphere and the lunatics... went nuts because they thought he was saying that we should repeal the Second Amendment. One person said, banning guns won't stop violence. Are we going to ban rocks?
Oh, my God, you fucking idiot.
Are we going to ban cars? Cars can run over people.
Would you? Hey, I have a question. I'll give you a choice. I'm either going to shoot at you. I'm going to throw rocks at you. What do you prefer? It's your choice. Your choice.
And
the same thing, right?
But some of the lunatics are defending Karl Rove.
Yeah.
I think rightfully so, because he wasn't making our argument that we should change the Second Amendment, or we should, actually, we don't even have to change the Second Amendment. I think right in there it says a well-regulated militia, you assholes. Well-regulated. Well-regulated.
It's not regulated. It's the opposite of that,
that
whatever
means
that is.
We can regulate them and do it well.
That doesn't mean you can carry a fucking AR-15 into Chipotle and be like, look at my big gun dick.
Or that you need magazine that shoots holds 50 rounds.
Oh yeah.
For the hordes of brown people coming to take your trailer.
Right. Yeah, they're breaking into my trailer to take my fucking valuable shit. Don't take my 8-track player.
But what he didn't say it well. But
yeah.
What Rove was saying was the only way the evil stinking libtards are going to take our guns is to go in and actually there's people got to be able to hear what's going on in the background now.
I don't even know what is that
next door. I think it's a digger or something.
What is it? It's just so fucking loud.
But Karl Rove was saying that the only way we're going to get rid of the guns that they're going to have the libtards are going to have to fuck the Constitution and away our Second Amendment. He was saying that's not going to happen.
Right.
The lunatics. This is how knee jerk and reactive these psychopaths,
these gun nuts,
these ammosexuals are.
I love that term.
Because right away they went after him. Ignorant baboon, one guy tweeted at him.
God.
Another one said, he's turned into a leftist lapdog.
Ah.
Karl Rove.
A leftist lapdog.
A leftist lapdog.
Well, then, oh, shit.
Because he just said the only way to get rid of guns is to decimate the Second Amendment. He wasn't advocating it. He was speaking the truth.
You better be fucking careful. These gun nuts, you could just set them off. So easily. Those little bitches.
They're saying that the far left leaning addictinginfo.org.
Yes. Great website.
Has repeatedly refers to Rove as a war criminal.
Right. He's a dick.
And they said that it gleefully reported that he's broken from his compatriots on the right regarding gun control. But I don't think he did.
No, he didn't. It's just, you know, you got to be real clear.
Right.
He fucked up. He made a mistake. Little oyster face.
There's a website called Right Scoop that's lunatics on the right, and they're out there defending Rove, so don't worry.
Oh, wonderful.
All the lunatics on the right aren't ditching the poor bald motherfucker who gave us George Bush.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you for that, by the way.
And Dick Cheney.
Yes. Light us into wars.
Yes.
And look where look where we are now. Our fucking neighbors digging up the whole front yard with some Deus Ex Machina bullshit.
And we also, if you notice on our Facebook page, we put up a stat. Maybe it was a meme or something about how now it's over 1 million, they think, the number of people that died as a result of the Iraq War.
Oh, man.
Woohoo!
Shit.
Congratulations!
I mean, my God. Based on bullshit.
But, you know, so that's, couple thousand bucks per person to Halliburton.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Didn't they make billions?
It's a profit operation.
Truthout.org, this is from back in April, they even reported, but it's run around the internet sphere again, that there was a report called Body Count, Casualty Figures After 10
God.
Years of the War on Terror. They said that the often quoted Iraq body count, which they thought was a high estimate at the time of 154,000, is... The tip.
It's low, huh?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with what actually happened. They think it's about 10 times greater.
Oh, my God. We have a caller calling in right now. This might be Tommy.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
You're on the phone with Crab Diving. Go ahead.
I'm a little late.
Oh, that's okay. This is Tommy Gimler, host of the Daily Upper Decker. I'm sorry. We had this guy next door. He just turned on some gigantic construction machine, and he's digging up the front yard, and we can barely hear anything. It's nuts.
It's a great show. Great omen for today.
Oh, yes.
I always wondered that out here in California. Like, can you imagine buying like $2.5-3 million home, and you move in, and the next day some asshole buys the place next to you and decides to like gut it. So for the next 3 months, where you thought you were living in paradise, instead you're up at 8 a.m. no matter what.
No, oh, God, that totally sucks. Yeah, that's nuts.
Are you talking into your phone? We're having a really hard time hearing you at this fucking technology.
I am talking into my phone, I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if I take it off speaker. Is it better if I take it off speaker?
Oh, yeah, a little
bit. Now we can hear you.
Thank you. Plus, we got these apps.
I'm gonna get brain cancer, but it'll all be worth it for the
That's
show.
That's right. So it's a good sacrifice.
Don't worry about brain cancer. Don't be a pussy, please.
People live with that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, now that we can hear him, this is Tommy Gimmler, the host of the Daily Upper Decker Sports Podcast and dailyupperdecker.com blog.
Right.
The Sportstastic Show, 8 p.m. tonight, a brand new sparkling one for y'all. We'll be dropping.
Oh, it's a good one tonight. It's a great one.
And what's on the agenda for tonight? Pete Rose?
We talked about no Pete Rose, because I honestly, I don't think it's a story. I think that it's a lot. Everything, like, has anything come out that we didn't know?
Yeah, really.
I mean, it'd be like talking about, like, let's say as soon as they decide something on Deflategate, do we start talking about that again?
Right.
You know, what amazes me is that there are people who still think that he belongs in the Hall of Fame, you know, make him part of baseball again. It's like the number one rule when it comes to baseball or any sport is you don't gamble on it.
Right. Why is it?
I get that he maybe never gambled on the Reds to lose, but still, I don't understand how you can gamble on a sport and just 30 years later, people are like, ah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Bring it back in the game.
I feel like
it's a game back then.
Yeah, I don't know. Why is it worse to gamble if you're a player than a manager? I think that's worse.
I think if you gamble as a manager, it's worse, because then you can make decisions
based
solely on your bet, not for, like, the betterment of the team for the long run, but just strictly because you've got, like, too large on the Reds to be the Pirates.
Yeah, you're right.
You might leave a pitcher in longer.
Yeah, fuck his arm.
Right.
Right, doesn't matter. I got to get my...
That's right. I got to cover the spread.
I think, you know what I learned from your show, Tommy? A lot of athletes are dipshits.
It took my show to...
when you listen to the pile and what some people get arrested for and the fucking DUIs, these guys are just fucking idiots.
Oh, yeah. It is. It really is baffling, especially the DUIs, when all these programs, you know, have free taxi services. And I'm sure they're not even cabs. I'm sure they're, like, you know, decked out sedans or limos or whatnot. You know, so, that they have these free services for these athletes, and they still just refuse to use it for whatever reason.
Yeah, you could probably, if you're Kobe Bryant, you could probably hit an app on your phone, you get picked up, and somebody sucks you off on the way to wherever you're going. Because, you know.
Correct. That is probably in the contract as well. That they're
right.
You better give Kobe a blowjob.
The well-known fellatio clause.
Oh, yes.
So, I'm sure it's in there.
So you guys have got to be all over the Women's World Cup, right? That's your number one story right now.
Did you guys? So, obviously, nothing but sports and crap, and definitely no soccer. I think if you click on our website, if you go to the About page, and we have a link that says, if you want to read about soccer, you click here, and it leads to, like, gay.com or something. But it's
Grindr.
The one thing that I did see today was that, you know, the English, you know, soccer governing board is trying to get, like, support for their women in the World Cup, so they created these signs. And no bullshit, the signs say, come on, our girl. there are videos that are being put up online of, like, the women's national team, like, holding up the banners and cheering, and they got their mouths wide open, like, come on, our girls.
Oh, shit.
They stole the phrase from the National Bukkake Association.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there has been no response yet from the Bukkake Association.
We're going to sue those motherfuckers.
Oh, dude, speaking of Bukkake, how was the cornholing tournament?
The cornhole tournament is actually this weekend. I got one coming up this weekend in Wisconsin, and then another one in California.
Oh, awesome.
July 4th weekend.
Okay.
Where in Wisconsin?
Right by Miller Park. It's a bar called J&B's Blue Ribbon. Oh, J&B's awesome. Blue Ribbon, right by Miller Park. So there's an afternoon Brewers game, so hopefully we get a bunch of drunk kids coming in that want to play play some cornhole to take their money, easy money.
That's awesome. Well, so so what's the big story on the show tonight?
So tonight we go over the U.S. Open, and we try to determine whether or not it was the biggest choke job of all time with Dustin Johnson, which we decide that it's not. I mean, for starters, there are people who are just going nuts that, oh, my God, he blew the U.S. Open. But there are so many people that in golf majors over the last 40, 50 years, yeah, they've had, like, leads going into the last hole. Dustin Johnson didn't even have the lead on that hole.
Yeah, right.
You know, he needed the birdie just to force a playoff. Now, it's still embarrassing that he three-putted, but I'm sure he's got plenty of hookers and blow to go around.
He'll do okay.
About it in a hurry, yeah.
And Jordan,
yeah, he'll be just fine.
And Jordan Spieth, how do you pronounce that last name, Spieth?
Spieth. Yeah, and that was another thing we were talking about. Like, if he doesn't win these tournaments, this is the conversation we have all the time. How do you pronounce his last name?
How the fuck do you pronounce his name?
Because he wins, it's Spieth, and we know that now.
Right. Yeah. Nickelback cancels a tour, by the way, is just now trending. Sorry, I had to break
trending
in.
Trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the jokes that follow.
Nickelback cancels tour as their lead singer prepares for throat surgery.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Hey, come on, girls.
You know, fill in the blanks.
Yeah, shit.
Throat surgery. I can only imagine the ass beating they're taking on Twitter. Because you remember... You know, Nickelback has obviously been, like, an easy target over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, they've actually started firing back at online at these kids who are like, I'd rather kill myself than listen to Nickelback's album. So they started, like, tweeting back, like, go ahead, what are you waiting for? No, send us a picture.
Not smart.
So that was, I actually admired that. I thought that was great. So, you know, you had the balls to jump online and say, I'd rather kill myself. Okay, fine, then go do it.
Go ahead.
but yeah, I mean, they've been just the brunt of the joke for at least like the last 4 years. So I don't think anyone's going to miss them.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess, who are they touring with? Three Doors Down? Yeah.
Some fucking...
If you haven't seen it the last 9 years, make sure you come on out to Summerfest and catch Three Doors Down and Nickelback.
There's some asshole with big spacers in his ears down in Orange County. Probably has a band tattooed on his tit.
Oh, a Nickelback tat.
Oh, yeah. Trashy.
How embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Who's getting arrested?
Yeah, who's the...
Give us a pile tease.
There are a couple of arrests. Of course, Sean P. Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy Combs, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I had to look, you know, what the hell does this guy call himself nowadays? But the most recent article I could find was from last year, and it said that he changed his name back to Puff Daddy.
Oh, he's Puffy again then, okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Puff Daddy. So, you know, the crazy part about his whole deal with the UCLA strength and conditioning coach is that guy is the same guy. Remember the guy in the Jets who tripped the players as he was running along the sideline?
Oh, my God. That's the same dude?
That's the same dude.
Oh, wow. Well, he deserves to get a kettlebell thrown at him.
Ouch, kettlebell.
Right. So now it might be like, okay, well, maybe there's a little something more to this story just based on that guy's, you know, previous rep.
What's the alleged story that it's Diddy's kid, right, or Puffy's kid, is...
Yeah, Justin Combs or something like that. So apparently he's missed some workouts and stuff this summer, so then he was there on the field doing whatever, some workouts on the field, and I guess this Sam Alosi guy, was just all over Puff Daddy's kid, just hollering at him, yelling at him, like, you know, whatever, swearing at him. And finally he told him to get off the field and don't come back, so... Of course, Puff Daddy took offense to this and then went after him in his office.
Oh,
and
shit.
One story says that, you know, he had some word for Alosi and some interns came in and tried to break it up, and that's when he picked up a kettlebell and swung it at one of the interns. Of course, Puff Daddy's camp is saying the usual, oh, it's a misunderstanding. Right. He was just acting in self-defense, both him and his son. So.
Self-defense.
I think his checkbook is big enough to make it go away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would you know what, man? I dream. That's what I fantasize about. I dream to have somebody like P. Diddy throw a kettlebell at me. I want that.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me with your car. Get that checkbook out.
Yeah, Bieber, run me over.
Right.
Right, right. No, exactly. Because then it doesn't even go to court.
Oh, yeah.
Say, hey, I'll have my people come talk to your people. Get the zeros ready. So that was one of the arrests. And
yes.
Then there was, of course, the cheerleader, the former NFL cheerleader. At one point, she was the oldest cheerleader in the NFL. And then last year, she decided to go blow a 15-year-old in her vacation home. And
right.
Somebody found out about it.
She's got some issues now, yeah.
Yeah, that's two good things to be known for. Number one, the oldest cheerleader, and then I guess you're technically a child molester.
Wow. Yeah, now she has to register for the next 25 years in Delaware as a sex offender. So, you know, and I'll tell you what, when I was 15 years old, if one of my buddy's moms would have asked me to go with just her to a vacation home, I would have known what the deal was.
Yeah.
I would have known what was going on.
Right.
But then again, because I'm a 15-year-old kid, I probably would have told everyone, just like this kid did.
Right.
Well, yeah, you would have
mom
to.
Mom gave me the biggest beach ever. It was great.
No,
that's the worst problem, is they don't keep their fucking mouths shut.
No.
I would love to say that now, as a 37-year-old guy, that I could have done the same thing, but I talked about everything.
Right. I just got a blowjob from the oldest cheerleader in history. I mean,
well, at the time.
Oh, at the time. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, right. Okay, right.
It's not some 97-year-old.
Well, you know, it probably could have done a lot more if you had been able to keep your mouth shut.
I used to cheer for the Negro League. It's not some 98-year-old woman.
Good stuff. And then there's a couple more sprinkled in there. We won't give them all away.
Oh, yeah. Don't blow your wad, man. What
it is the whole gang's there for this episode?
Correct. So, yeah, it's wonderful. The first time in a while. So we were actually able to play a game of fact or fudge. We decided to tie everything in together. We talked about the NBA draft a little bit.
Oh, cool.
And then we talked about the sex offenders. So our fact or fudge question was this the name of a former second-round NBA draft pick or the name of a sex offender from my hometown of Maquoneago, Wisconsin?
Wait, are there a lot of sex offenders in Maquoneago?
Maquoneago is not very big, but there were, I think, at least a dozen that were on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not all of them were for kids. Not all of them were pederasts. Some of them were like sexual batteries.
Right.
And one was probably like
a little rapey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there are a couple, like there was a kid who was a year younger than me that, like, he was 19 at the time and slept with a 17-year-old. Like there he was like a 19-year-old senior because he's an idiot.
Right.
And she was like probably like a 17-year-old senior.
Yeah.
So as soon as they started fooling around, the old man probably like said, "This is how I can get him." So there's always guys like that are on there, but for the most part, these guys, you click on their picture on like the family watchdog site, you're like, oh yeah, I can totally see that guy raping kids.
Yeah, right. Totally rapey.
Stereotyping.
Oh my god.
Yeah, his name, unbelievably, is Don Rapey. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I won't give away who wins, but it was a good battle.
And just make it so T-Shawn is on this episode.
Yes.
Perfect.
For sure.
The velvet voice.
I gotta, you know, he is fascinating. Hey, can you make him get a Facebook account or something? Because I want to see what's going on with him.
You want more T-Shawn?
Yes! I don't know anything about this guy. He's so weird.
He's elusive.
He's hilarious, yeah.
He's an enigma.
He is. He totally is.
Tonight, 8 p.m., ladies.
We've talked about it. His wife has a Facebook page. We've talked to him about doing it. You know, hey, you don't have to sit up there and, you know, post pictures of your nieces and nephews or, like, put in life, words of wisdom every single day. Just have some fun with it and use it as a social networking tool.
Right. Damn it.
Well, I don't know if I have enough.
Get him on Periscope.
Drunk T-Shawn was a great episode.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he comes in. Sometimes that Johnny Walker goes down like water.
Well, cool, man. Tonight, 8 p.m. here on the network, a brand new episode of the Daily Upper Decker Sports Podcast. Listen to that shit in a couple days. It'll be produced as a wonderful diamond for you guys to download from Stitcher or iTunes or and leave God damn it, leave good fucking reviews if you guys listen to any of this shit on any of the other stuff.
This is the funniest fucking sports podcast on iTunes.
Especially.
Yeah, I'll take that for a dollar.
Right.
That's great. Good talk. Keep going, guys.
Yes.
So it's dailyupperdecker.com. On Twitter, it's Daily Upper Deck.
Daily Upper Deck.
At the Daily Upper Deck.
At Daily Upper Deck, because they're commie fascists there, and they don't let you spell out all your goddamn name.
Nine.
Two more letters.
Two more fucking letters.
Yeah, fuck
set
them.
The Decker free.
Right. Free T-Shawn.
And that's it. So thanks for calling, man.
Hey, you got it, guys. Good to talk to you again. We'll chat again next week.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Tommy.
All right. See ya.
Whoops. Tommy Gimler. Oh. The Daily Upper Decker Sports Podcast tonight, 8 p.m. And,
right.
Go to crabdiving.com for past episodes.
T-Shawn's the voice of a hard-on pill commercial, I
He's
believe.
Doing, yeah, he got a voiceover gig, right?
Yeah, I don't even know if you're supposed to talk about it or whatever. But
they talked about it on the show.
They did on the show. He said he didn't want to or something, but...
He's if you hear T-Shawn's the guy that talks like this. He's the guy that should be doing voiceovers.
And I think he gets magic money for like potato chips or something. Doritos. He's the voice of some Doritos commercial.
Did another gig.
Yeah.
Mailbox money, they call it here in Hollywood.
Right.
We've only got a few minutes left here. I was gonna also, since we're talking about our other shows here on the network, 24/7 streaming for your ear holes, ladies and gentlemen. crabdiving.com/live.
Totally.
You know, I was, maybe a little, smoked up last night.
Yes,
and,
medicated.
I listened to the Hollywood Hick.
Oh, my God.
And goddamn, there's a
Forget
section.
About it.
I just want to play a section. Let's see if it's as funny as fuck as I thought it was. But here's a little taste of what you get. 7 p.m., 7 a.m. here on the network. Brand new sparkling episodes on the Tuesdays and on the Fridays.
Right.
Here's a little bit of last night's. The Hollywood Hick, he's fired up.
Attitude that I'm sure your father, with his entitled bullshit right there, just already is like showing us exactly what the hell's going down. Like where he gets it from his freaking self-entitled bitch ass of a dad who is like has been. Nobody listens to Diddy anymore. Nobody cares about Diddy. The only reason we're talking about Diddy is because he swung a kettlebell at a tripping coach. That's all we're talking about.
So here's Brent's
Diddy.
Yeah, here's Brent's take. A slightly different take than what you'll hear on the Daily Upper Decker.
Yeah.
But apparently he was pissed and stormed down to Losey's office with then drags his kid with him so he can embarrass him to shit. And when they arrived, Losey was on the phone and told Diddy and Justin to hold on. And made him more upset. Then he told Justin he would speak with them, but instructed him to get his father out of the office. Oh, you know somebody like Diddy ain't having that. He ain't having that not one bit. That only made Diddy more mad. I love this. Just the update just came too. I love it. And then Losey had his hands up in a non-threatening way, but Diddy walked into Losey's hand and then warned Losey not to put his hands on him. I love it. It's like, dude, Diddy, you're a fucking mouth-breathing moron. A complete, like, I honestly thought you were at least smarter than this. I don't like your music that much, but damn, dude, I thought you were smarter than this. And that's when Diddy exploded and attacked Losey. Interns rushed in to break it up. See, witnesses, Diddy, your self-defense story is not going to hold up.
There's a little taste of what you get on the Hollywood Hick.
UCLA officials said that...
Oh, wait. God, he's
breaking the fuck up with Diddy.
Oh, he broke the fuck up with somebody.
He reeled in. Freaking 21 years ago, but they didn't because he's got horrible parents. I don't care what anybody says. They are horrible parents. They may be good at running a hotel, but they are
Oh, he's talking about Conrad Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
The dickwad again arrested for some bullshit.
They're good at running a hotel. A hotel.
At running a hotel. So that's a little bit of what you get, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to
hilarious.
The amazing Hollywood Hick.
Brent Paris, download it on fucking iTunes.
At the H. Wood Hick.
Right
on the Twitter machine.
On the sevens and at midnight.
We've only got a couple more minutes left here on the big show for this.
Where did the time go?
Wonderful day. I'm trying to find something either funny or good. Did you hear about Uber?
Oh yes.
Uber's banning guns.
Oh no. Oh, that's a different Uber story than I thought.
Uber is saying they're changing their policy. Apparently before it was okay.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that they have reworked their legal policies, that they now include a ban on firearm possession by drivers and passengers.
Oh, great.
They don't want their drivers carrying guns either.
Yeah.
And already there's people bitching about it.
Yeah, what are they going to do if some nutball gets in the
car? Exactly.
What am I going to do if I get some nutball Uber driver tries to kidnap me?
They're saying that a number of passengers, though, they've been trying to amp up safety because people are, drivers are beating the shit out of people and kidnapping people and raping people.
Oh, yes. How many cases?
There was an Uber driver in Chicago who pulled his shotgun out minutes after dropping off his passengers. He did have a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Drew his gun after he said he saw somebody firing into the crowd or something. But
come on.
They don't want their people driving around pulling out their guns, getting involved in shit.
The goal is to not have your city look like Deadwood.
Right.
That's the goal.
And Lyft has wanted everybody to know that they have always had a no weapons policy in place. So Uber joining Lyft and saying we would prefer possibly that you not be armed when you get in our goddamn cars.
Right.
I don't think that's a lot to ask.
Yeah.
That's about it for today. Ladies and gentlemen, on the big show, the big hump day.
Thank you for listening.
Edition of Crab Diving. We're going to be back tomorrow, Thursday, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast, live.
Yes.
And then available also as a podcast afterwards at crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. Leave us great reviews, motherfuckers.
4 stars. If you're or gonna, 5 stars.
If you're going to buy shit.
Whatever.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy anything at Amazon. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
Access our portal.
Yeah, it helps us buy a beer or something. Or weed.
Right.
Don't forget, follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. Find out where he's going to be doing some comedy soon. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience, also Vile.
And the best place in the world to get everything you need, crabdiving.com, everybody.
Yes.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.